Okay, guys, first, I want to know about you. Who's in healthcare?
In what way?
Admin. I'm assuming everybody in here kind of sort of likes admin. Would that be right?
Yeah.
Okay, how many public health? Okay, guys, so clinic or government-based or local, state?
County.
County, okay.
Academic.
Good.
Academic.
We do have an academic. I'm there with you, sister. Love it. Okay.
I can tell the administration and public health.
There you go. Okay, we're twins then, because that's where I come from. Well, I am an old nurse. I used to work ER, intensive care, went into quality improvement, outcomes research, and that was in the acute care setting. Then got the MPH, got out, got religion, and I consider myself a public health practitioner at this point. And I've been in academia, 14 years, something like that, but it hasn't changed me one iota. I grew up on the farm in Kansas. I'm very practical. I'm very applied. If you can't use it immediately, there's not much point in it. So at any rate, this was one of the most fun projects that I've done in my career. And it grew out of my love for quality improvement and the use of data. So there is a ministry fund. There's several nice foundations in Kansas. And United Methodist, they're very creative and generally fund somewhat creative projects. And this would have been one of them. So because I've taught online for more than 10 years now, I think I have a few insights about how can we take this, not just in graduate, I mean, Master of Public Health, Doctorate of Nursing Practice, how do we get that out there to the frontline staff who are in the trenches every day? So I use that experiential learning model to work with, these were practitioners in WIC clinics in rural locations. And there's only 2 million people in Kansas, and we are spread out. So you're talking small. Some health departments in Kansas have 3 to 4 employees. That's it. And then there are others in the more metropolitan areas that are 200, 250. But, you know, it's not big. So anyway, embedding those skills right into the practice setting is fairly valuable. And I'm a big believer in QI. And I think to change the culture, it has to go all the way down to the staff level. So when we started this out, the real goal was to teach these people the skills they need to understand how to measure the services that they deliver, associate outcomes with them, learn how to collect it, manage it, analyze it, and of course report it, interpret it, and get it back out to the rest of the staff. Additionally, I think it really did start to build some relationships, distance relationships, because most of these folks we met once in person over this 2-year time frame. And naturally, with the big push in public health towards accreditation and quality improvement is the mechanism that you use to document, yes, I meet that standard and I meet it in this way. So it's a fairly important fulcrum for us to move the QI process forward in public health. This is the way I have thought for years, but I didn't realize it until I did this project. It helped me to get my ideas down on paper. So when you think about the use of data, and I do 75% of my funding comes from evaluation out in the community with organizations, and I work in community health assessment planning. So when you start helping practitioners understand, here's how you can use data. So if you're thinking strategic planning and you've got it in this logic model, and almost everybody's using these in public health. So inputs, the processes, linking the outputs, and then now they're starting to understand. Oh, okay. I'm doing evaluation if I'm looking at more at my outcomes. So this is a slide that I've used for years. I went through Intermountain Healthcare's training back in the early 90s, their advanced training. So everyone in this program went through, they did their mission statement, they had to document their project. We used the logic model to an extent for that, but some went into additional detail. But we started with that hierarchical process flow as a beginning. We had to identify customers, primary, secondary, tertiary, What were the key process factors and the quality factors that they wanted indicators? And then we moved to the measurement, to the stabilization, and then the ongoing feedback loop. So this was that when I started out, I was, you know, I did the academic thing. I had a nice game plan for this is what we're going to study. We're going to study it in this time frame. And so actual versus planned ended up being a little bit different. Because it took a while. Remember, none of these guys had ever really operated in an online learning environment. So they had to get comfortable with the software and also, you know, to build a little bit of self-efficacy to speak up. Because the technology, the software is fabulous. It's just like being in the same room. And so over the course of this year, it's been over a year now, they actually took control. We worked in Adobe Connect. They would take control of the screen, and we would do show and tell every week when we got together. So, again, it was this long-term technical assistance. This is something I'm pushing really hard at home because I think it's one thing to go to a CE. It's another thing to apply it and get some feedback on, this is looking good. Here's where you might want to make some changes. So, just to give you an idea of, this wasn't large at all. In actuality, there was a breastfeeding initiative that the foundation funded. And I kind of talked Virginia into this as a follow-up. So it was only health departments who had been funded for the breastfeeding initiative. Not everybody opted in, even though it was completely free. And you can see, you start at the bottom of the graph and move upward. So you can look to see, you know, number of participants versus number of sessions. Very quickly, I learned, it's like I threw the lesson plan out and I went to just in time. I had to be flexible. I had to go to where they were ready to learn. And it was very different for all the different participants. So I had recorded lectures posted that they could listen to, back up. But then we got together once a week as a group, was mostly conversation, questions, and people would show their work. And I says, okay, if you see something that you like, I encourage you to steal it because that's the highest form of compliment is to use somebody's work. So it did. We went from lots of sessions. I went to one-to-one sessions. On times other than our regularly scheduled programming, that worked really well because that was the one-on-one. That's when folks really got comfortable with manipulating information in Excel. So these were the three counties, and Labette and Neosho, those are both in the lower eight of Kansas. It is, strip coal mines, strip mining, lead mines. So they're very, very much economically depressed. High school graduation rates, not terrific, not much college education. So it really is a challenged area of the state. And then Lyon County is up in Emporia, which is, you know, there's a college there, et cetera. But what was really fun is it didn't make any difference where these folks lived. They were creative. And the ones that I'm showing you, these are the women who stuck with it. They stayed engaged. They came. They asked for help. And they really maximized. So you can see, I mean, they actually had put their surveys. They created surveys that paralleled the goals and objectives of their programs and that addressed possible wants or needs of their customer bases. So they began collecting this information, and this is just a demonstration of how they began to use the information. It told them how well they were meeting the objectives that they had written for this grant. They learned from this slide what they needed to cover. They found out pretty quickly that most of the moms understood, I need to drink more water. But then they also found that follow-up call and the desire for that breastfeeding peer support group, that was something they didn't have in place. This data helped them to move forward and implement that group. Everybody did a logic model So in terms of, you know, helping them to really get concrete in their thinking about, here's my inputs, this is my process, it links to these outputs, which link to these outcomes. But they actually were the ones, I helped them to identify their measures, but they were the ones who came forward. I just said, yes, this makes sense. That links to your process. Actually, Stephanie, in Neosho County, after we went through the first round of the QI, she had hers in place. She did this next project on her own. She thought that they had some time delays within their clinic, and so they began collecting their information. And the way we did this is we just embedded the labels. They went ahead and went with coded data, and because, you know, they don't have access to SPSS or other statistical software, we embedded those labels. But you can see they collected their times from beginning to end, and this was something she implemented on her own, and that the staff in the clinics helped to collect the information. So this is where they ended up actually calculating their means, medians, to get some sense of which one of their clinics, clinic times, had the greatest opportunity for improvement. So in addition, Stephanie put into place a satisfaction questionnaire. And again, the way Stephanie used this and is using it with the other staff is to know, here's where we can make an improvement. And this, their questions, I mean, these are abbreviated labels of their survey, but it was administered in the clinic setting, and again, they took their data, analyzed it, and what they've done is introduce those improvements. So you can see, They use the Healthy People 2020 objectives as a guide or a goal towards number of months of breastfeeding from initiation to the 3, 6, 12 months. And again, I'm showing you different versions because every county, they kind of visualize their data differently. But the mere fact that we all use the same structure, I think it's a real problem in public health. There is not one set structure. There's not much talk about the theorists behind quality improvement, which I think is, it's a gap because it is important, particularly when you think about management and the change in culture that needs to occur. But over a 3-year period, you can see that they made some real gains. And in fact, Stephanie has used this to identify one of the vendors as Medicaid providers change. This is rural Kansas. What they found is that the providers no longer were able to offer a pump at the hospital that mom could take home as they got discharged. And they saw reductions in their ongoing breastfeeding rates related to that. So they went, they took their data, interacted with the Medicaid provider to get that back in place so that the breast pump was available at the hospital at discharge. So then this is Lyon County. And Lyon County, they did implement a breastfeeding support group. It was one of the key areas that they looked at. And so you can see when it was Bevan and, oh, I can't think of her name right now. But anyway, they really got it. And they noticed the women who attended more sessions for the support group, they had this tendency to breastfeed longer. So now, is that self-selection or was that work? Those are the things we're working on in collecting those as well, because they believed it was just the breastfeeding support group. And I says, no, now you've got to think about this. There's other underlying factors that could influence the breastfeeding rate that you're not collecting. So that was kind of an aha for them. So you can see they were meeting and exceeding their goals. It looks like the support group was a good thing, but that they needed to collect additional information to understand more. In addition, they offered incentives, and I pushed this group to start thinking about what's the cost? What's the cost of providing this service? Get a handle on that because they interact with their county commissioners. That's where a good amount of their funding comes from, so you need to start thinking the way your county commissioners do. So they began estimating costs associated with their with providing the service, so that you can see they got down to 16% of the overall cost was due to the incentives. And at any rate, that's something new and different that has not been happening in Kansas previously. So the more they are putting this out there, sharing it with the other WIC providers across the state, we have more improvement. So in terms of evaluation, because I'm losing you guys, you're looking at your watches. It's not a good thing. So I've got five minutes. You got to listen to me another 5 minutes. Cool. So anyway, you know how it is, guys. Applied research, your N is never quite as much as you would like. Started out with about 14 folks, and slowly but surely, you know, life happens, work gets busy, you get to drop out. So this is what we ended up with. But just so you know, West Central, it's way west. It's there's not a lot out there other than agricultural ranch and wheat. Southwest, same thing. They've got Wildcat is up around K-State. East Central, that is where East Central, that's kind of central part of Kansas. And then we've got the Kansas City Metro as well. So here's, I just put together a real simple confidence survey to look in terms of being able to apply concepts, understand the standards, work as a team member, apply the logic model, do the formula, graphs, interpret, present the information back to the supervisor. So you can see anything that is in green or purple, these people are confident or very confident. So it would, I would say, more work in Excel, which makes sense. I'm not terrific in Excel either, but I'm a whiz kid in SPSS. So it is all about application and ongoing ongoing work with that. So here's my conclusions. Just-in-time education, focus it to what people are ready to learn, what they're ready to apply, be flexible, adaptive. For the administrators, they need to give the staff time to attend and to apply. And that was something that was a little bit, it's only the people who really pushed for that time, they're the ones who learned the most. Especially for our rural states, I think this model has great applicability because, you know, distance is no longer a problem. And, you know, I do believe over the course of those months working together, these folks will be able to reach out and continue to work together whether I'm there or not. So I think I would entertain questions.